This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of stuff going on tonight. We're going to have, what's that guy's name? Corey Duncan's going to join us. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. You know, again, get involved, get engaged. Now give me time, because I know some of you, when the show first starts, it's just like you're getting up in the morning, right? You're a little groggy. You haven't got it quite together yet. I want you to head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff going on over there. All right? But you can give me your email address, too, because we send out an email once a week. Let you know who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to be discussing. Yes, some of the stuff that we're selling. Whole bunch of things going on up there. But really, and I've been told and I've seen images, you know that they're coming after conservatives. Facebook is, and Twitter, and all the others. And, you know, the bottom line with it is, you have to find ways to beat them. That's really what it boils down to. So the way you do that is if you head up to my website, if you head up to the website, which is my website, if you head up to the website, right, we can text message you when the show is going to start. So, but you need to let us do that. And the way you do that is you text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and you'll be notified when the show is going to start. All right. So, I'm excited. I've been screaming about this for so long. I'm excited. Trump gave the green light to AG Barr to pull the blankets off. That's right. He's going to allow him to unseal the documents that are related to the 2016 campaign, all the surveillance stuff, all the stuff that the, you know, I mean, these guys, really. You like that? That was the boss of me. These guys. They really, it's about time. Now, the president had been saying he was going to do this for a long time, and not that I'm getting on the president, but seriously, sincerely, this should have been done a long time ago. Enough with the tomfoolery. You know, he's not going to get, I know he likes to see himself or believe himself to be the guy that's going to make everybody come together and play nice and all that other stuff. It ain't going to happen. They don't want to play nice. I'm going to say it again. I know some people get nuts when I say this, but here's the deal. We have to stop playing the nice, nice game. We have to start using guerrilla warfare just like they do. Seriously. Otherwise, we're going to lose. We're going to keep losing. We're going to get kicked in the teeth continually. Not a little bit here and there, but continually. And it's getting old, frankly. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know who joins me after the break, right? Corey the Duncan joins me after the break. He's got a lot he wants to talk about as well. So, do you think he ought to stop? Come on, chat room. You think he ought to stop here? You think this is it? Do you think he ought to go a little further with this? I do. I think he should tell Barr, you have a right to declassify every document you can get your hands on. Okay, I would go all the way back to Benghazi. I would go all the way back to the email server. I would have a field day with this stuff. You want to talk about transparency? You want to talk about... You know what I would say? You're right. I am hiding stuff. I'm hiding what the Dems did wrong. Let me show you. That's how I would deal with it. I'm definitely not the smartest guy in the room, but I'll tell you what. I do know how to get the message out. I do know how to make people nervous, and this is how you do it. You lay it all out on the table. Let them deal with it. Right? I mean, it's that simple, seriously. Now, he told William Barr officially, and I think, you know what, I think, just, and I'm not just saying this for sensationalism, we are going to bring down some big names, all right? I think this is bigger. I think this is a bigger deal than even you know. And when it finally starts to hit, when it finally starts to come home, or what is it, when the birds come home, the rooster, however they say it, this is going to be a major deal. So he told Barr, he gave Barr the authority to declassify. Now remember, the president himself, he can declassify anything he darn well pleases. Right? But he told Barr, hey, go grab the papers. You declassify any document related to the surveillance of the Trump campaign. Any. Who ordered, how they ordered, who carried it through, the communication that went back and forth. Obama will never come back from Europe for sure. Trump also ordered the intelligence community to cooperate with Barr. The memo read, the heads of the elements of the intelligence community and the heads of each department or agency that includes an element of the intelligence community shall promptly provide such assistance and information as the Attorney General may request in connection with that review. Now that's perfect. President walked into your office and said, you give this man anything that he wants, and I don't care what it is. Do not slow him down. Our favorite press secretary, she sent out a press release today. She said, today at the request and the recommendation of the Attorney General of these United States, President Trump directed the intelligence community to quickly and fully cooperate with the AG, right, into the investigation and surveillance activities during the 2016 presidential election. The Attorney General has also been delegated full and complete authority to declassify information pertaining to this investigation. Basically, what he said is, Barr, go get him. Think about it. He's not even going to have to say anything. And let's see, right? You people betting people or what? Let's see how many of the mainstream media publish, actually hold up and publish these declassified documents. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is going to be fun. We'll be back in a few minutes. Corey Duncan will join us, and I'm telling you, you're going to have a good time. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Make Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Oh, you're right. That's, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You want to be part of the conversation? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? Again, you need to get involved. You need to get engaged. You need to make sure that you got your information. That's a big part of it. Make sure you have your information right. All right, let's bring him on. I know you've been waiting for him. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. Full of information, full of vinegar, and something else that we can't say over the air. Corey, thanks for... And I wasn't... Anyway, so, you know, you always kind of make fun, but there was a guy the other night who called, right? He was... and you can listen to it yourself. He called, what did he call from? Utah or...
I thought it was Phoenix.
Phoenix. Might have been Phoenix. Wherever. So he calls and he says, you know, do you know the best guy I have on the show is? It's you.
That Dunkin' guy.
He loves that Dunkin' guy. And he wasn't talking about the Donut King either, I'm telling you. So, anyhow.
S-K-I-N. You get your spelling correct. That's K-I-N with
A. Listen, when it comes to donuts, I don't care how you spell it as long as I get one. That's all. I don't care.
Well, I can understand that. We've seen you eat lunch.
Yes, you have. You have. All right. So talk to us, Duncan. Tell us what's going on in your life today.
Well, I want to thank you for allowing me to appear, and God bless everyone that's listening tonight. In the last couple of months, first of all, I'm the Grassroots Conservative Association Group founder, and that is yours truly, Mr. Corey Duncan. I was approached several months ago by a very important group of people that in Texas for the conservatives that have been in the Republican Party. I won't mention their names because they don't want me to mention their names on air. They've been in the Bush campaign. They also was in the President Trump's campaign. And they had heard through the grapevine, especially through CPAC, which I have Joe to thank. And it was his, Mayor Anna was his awesome guest. And they had heard through that about the schools, about the Grassroots Conservative Association to Christian conservative schools. And in the last couple of months, there's been a lot of business and a lot of negotiating going on between me and my Amy Garcia, our lead attorney. And they presented to us with an offer to buy all of the creations of the Grassroots Conservative Association group. Now, all of my creations of the prep schools, the trade schools, and also the other projects that was on the slate. But the Christian conservative schools belong to this group. They will come. I'm not sure what the name of the group will be, but we are allowed to keep our logo, our Grassroots Conservative Associations group. And I want to thank all of our supporters. I want to thank all of the great patriots and Americans, and also the young people that supported this association. The association will continue to go on. The creations of these gentlemen, me and the gentlemen will continue the creation and continue on with the schools. And when they're ready to come out with their website, I will let you guys know. I'm not able to say a lot of things right now because the business of it is done. It's pretty much done, but I have to wait for them to say what they want to do. The creation of the Children's Hospital and our Vets Hospital will remain under the Grassroots Conservative Association group. Me and Anna will be sitting on the board of this new group, and we have a controlling interest of not the day-to-day proceedings, but of the creations and the projects that are still on the slate, and they still asked us to stay around for that. So they made us, made me a very awesome, and I would say this handsome, incredible offer.
A handsome offer, that's what you used to say. Yes.
And our projects will continue on for the next 50 years, and I made sure that there's a lot of projects that will go on long after Corey is dead and gone. And I just want to thank everyone for their continued support, and our website will still be up at www.conservativegen.com. The format will change. The website is under construction as we speak. And we'll be heading in a new direction because we're still dedicated to God, family, country, education, involvement, and especially dedication of our young Americans. And we'll continue on with the trade schools. We'll still have a say-so in that, but the one thing I want everyone to understand is that we're not jumping ship. We're still going to continue on, but we have a different agenda, me and Anna does, and for coming up in the next couple of years that I really cannot speak about right now. But I can tell you that it's going to change the world. It's going to change a lot of things of how things are done right now. That's all I can say for right now. But
whenever you're on, the thing that I'm so excited about is that you always give us the least amount of information known to humankind. Right? I mean, you have this big bucket. In the bucket, it says things I can't talk about now, and you like to wave it in front of our faces.
The thing of it is that we live by silence and success here. And the less that people know until after it's done, like the purchase of this was done several weeks ago. I told everyone it was done this past week, but it wasn't. It was just been done. But, you know, a lot of things have to get worked out and everything like that. But the thing of it is that, you know, business is funny. And I always like to hang out with you know, no offense intended towards anyone, ruling class people. And ruling class people are people that are truly, they're not talkers. They're people that actually get things done and they succeed. And that's the one thing. A hungry person don't want to hear anything about you talking about what you can do. They want to hear what you are doing. And that's what I do, because that's what a real man does. A real man, you can tell real men, because real men actually get things done. There's not a lot of talking. They, you know, you can talk all you want as long as you can back it up. And, you know, it's interesting when I hear a lot of conservatives and really now coming up in a little under 34, 35 days, I'll be sitting back listening to a lot of the Facebook pundits and everything like that. And I also want to say this is the part of our agenda moving forward that me and Anna will definitely be watching a lot of people. And, you know, we're going to be giving out editorial about, well, I'll be giving the editorial. And
we got to go for a break. Okay. Until you decide to adopt the show, I still got to fight for money. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, Corey Duncan, going nowhere. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A wild time at the White House with high-level insults topping the news in the nation's capital between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. He bashes the Speaker of the House, calling her Crazy Nancy.
Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
She says she's praying for him and hoping his family or his people would stage an intervention.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
The president saying Pelosi has lost it and that she's a mess. The president making his remarks in the Roosevelt Room announcing a $16 billion aid package for farmers hit hard by the trade war with China.
In assistance to America's farmers and ranchers, it all comes from China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, you know, texting and tweeting, and it's just truly, honestly, being part of the conversation. Because you know what? You sit around, you do nothing, you don't gauge, you don't get involved, and then you complain. So don't complain unless you've done something, unless you've gotten away from the Facebook keys, okay, the keyboard, and you're actually out there doing something more than screaming on the keyboard on Facebook or in a chat room. Anyway, Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with us, and I appreciate the time that he spends with us and his insight on some of these issues. How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing awesome, and I want to say again, thank you, and also thank Tammy, and also thank the loyal listeners that tune in every week, and you know, I really appreciate that. I know sometimes that, you know, people might think I'm a stick in the mud, I guess, or whatever, because I'm just very straightforward, and I also want to say, you know, I got two quick things to say real quick. I want to also thank all of the conservatives in Texas that supported the Grassroots Conservative Association group. We're not going away. We're just, we're moving on to a bigger endeavor, and I just cannot wait. It is so exciting what we have planned for the next 5 years, and I just cannot wait. You know, as we move on and on this new journey and being an independent conservative. Now, I'm not affiliated with the Republican Party, which I know I don't want to be affiliated with the RNC or the DNC or any of them. Let them go off to themselves. And, you know, I hope and pray that these gentlemen continue success. And they will also be, you know, doing a lot of things because, you know, we need to change the culture of our political process, the political two parties. The two parties aren't getting anything done. Really, I'll tell you again, President Trump could have ran as an independent and won. Trust me. He did not need a Republican Party. So the Republican No. Party and the Democrat Party needs to be fixed. And also, one more thing, I also want to say a big, you know, I just want to thank everyone. A lot of people, as a matter of fact, I know what I had to say. You know, Joe, somebody had a problem with some of the things that I say on your show. They sent an email to one of our representatives, and they were totally disgusted. They were upset I didn't act like another conservative speaker, and I won't mention their name, you know, because they are irrelevant, if you ask me. And they were kind of upset. They were like, "Are you talking about this person? Look, let me explain something to you." My mother always said, if you say something about somebody and they answer, that means that you're probably talking about them. If the shoe doesn't fit, you wouldn't ask. So to that person who's probably listening to the show tonight, I want to say to you is that this, God bless you. Continue to listen to this show because I will continue to be here. And God is my witness, and I will continue to be outspoken. So if you don't like what I say, all you have to do is turn me off for the 45 minutes or whatever, and then you don't have to hear it. But they had another call me Uncle Tom.
There's 3,000 other shows. There's 3,000 other shows. They can change the station.
Right. Hey, look, Joe, let me say this real quick. I'm not on here for someone to like me or whatever. You know, I'm not on here for that. It's bad enough I got people that come. That's why I'm so glad that our site is getting redone as we speak. Because I want these same people to come back that stole our material, that say, we're God country and such and such. And I'm like, how are you God country and such when your format is not even that? Your website look like ours, and you are stealing other people's material, but in the same token, you got all these people that are production analysts and this and that. So why are you stealing other people's material? See, this is what's wrong with this party. This party is so, it's a copycat place. And it's like, you have people in that list, you just want to be creative. Like the way I'm creative and have built this education format up, and the initiative, and someone else saw it and said, hey, you know, this is that, you know, business is business, but one thing is career is one thing and business is another. When you're talking about a career is about making, it's about success. But what we're here to do, as we always say, is to make other people better, to make Americans' lives better economically. And to make that, it's funny. It's really, and it irritates me because there's a lot of things that people have no idea that the Grassroots Conservative Association group have their hand in, and people have no idea. And I don't want it to be out there like that, because that's when all of the roaches, when you cut on the light, that's when all of the roaches and rats come out.
Now you're giving away your New York background, because, I'm there too with you. So listen. I like to go down these roads with you because I love to set you off. Anyhow, now they're saying police departments. Okay, it's according to a new study. Police departments, they're guilty of interspecies violence against blacks, and what they're saying is the white officers, they condition canines to act upon certain triggers, which includes skin color. So. This is a scholar of interspecies violence says the police department should avoid using certain breeds of dogs that are associated with racist practices, particularly German shepherds. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. And again, they're looking for a reason. They're looking for a reason to start these race issues. And these weak-minded people, they buy into this garbage, right? And then it's another reason to be mad at the police. It's another reason to accuse the police of racism. It's like, my God, can you people find a real job or something?
That's the key thing. And that's the key thing, sir. That comes from both sides. Because guess what? We have conservatives that's also, they're agents of chaos also like that. But one thing is, as I always tell you, it's an attack on law enforcement because the rule of law. Right. And I told you, we have gone back to the late 70s or the mid 70s when you have these people and they're like, standing up against any kind of rules or regulations. Or the rule of law is almost trying to make you like you're a martyr. And the thing of it is that, you look at a lot of these people and you look at, I don't even look at just the liberals. I look at the conservatives also, and I look at a lot of people's actions. You know, in the last couple of months, I've been able to sit back and really assess a lot of people's behavior patterns and to understand exactly who they are. And at first I didn't see a lot of this, and The thing with it, that's why I protect my family. I'm very protective about. I live a very private life, and Anna lives a very private life. We don't. Anna doesn't want that, and she wants to be my wife, and that's what she wants to be. She doesn't want to be the free leader of the world. She doesn't want to have a pantsuit on and be out there cheering or waving flags. That part of her, she'll tell you herself is. That's over. Now it's time to be a wife. And the thing of it is that a lot of people, and especially the pro-feminists on the left and the right, have a problem with that. And they have a problem with the fact that we need. The thing of it is that we have gotten away from a lot of things and a lot of things, morally correct. Not only just morally correct, anything that has, where it's so that you're going to have to be accountable for it. And that's why this education thing is so important. It is so important that people miss it because it's so worried. This is not about politics. This is about education. And it's not just about education like 2 + 2, 3 + 3. No, I know about life education. The education of life. Not to be sitting up. And that's why I say there's so many projects, there's so many things that I'm going to be doing in the next couple of months that's going to touch upon that. Because there's a lot of people that think that the American dream is corny. His family is doing it, but I wonder how they're doing it. By hard work, by studying, by taking and getting the proper education. And a proper education doesn't mean that you can go to public. You can go to public school and get a proper education. You just have to be. You just have to apply yourself, and not get caught up in the mix. Yeah. That's what the problem is. A lot of people think, well, you're offering this, and the same thing is offered on the private or the public level. The thing is, the person has to be. Has to want to do it. They have to want to get it accomplished. Hey, I see Corey can do it. I see his children can do it. Yep. I see their friends and stuff can do it. Joe knows people that it can be done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question about it. More with Corey Duncan after the break. See, I told you I know how to wind him up. Just let him go. I go make a sandwich and come back. He's still be going at it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him back on because I don't have that much time with him. You know, I get him once a week on here. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week, and I always appreciate his insight, the way he and his really, truly... his no-holds-barred way of answering questions and dealing with issues. And that's what we need. We need more of that, frankly. We need more people that don't want to play the game and just want to put the truth out there and work on the truth. Anyway, Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear, and I thank you and also all of the loyal listeners that tune in to Joe. Please keep continuing to support the Real Side and other podcasts, positive podcasts and broadcasts.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was just telling people again, what did Facebook wipe out? 2.5 billion? What they considered dead pages or something. God only knows what that means for real. But more and more and more of the quote-unquote podcasters, even now they're getting clamped on even more. And I keep telling people, they're trying to stop the message coming into 2020. They're not going to do it 3 months out. They're doing it now. And, you know, a guy like, was it Todd Starnes? He has a couple of 100,000 following him, and he gets to about 500 at a clip. So you know they're funneling back. You know they're keeping these guys from getting the message out. And unless we fight back, find ways to fight back, we're going to lose, and we're going to keep losing till we wake up.
You know? Well, we had to change the strategy, and it's a little bit too late with, you know, it was a couple months, so our span is to see 2020. But the thing of it is that, you know, we're behind the eight ball. And I know a lot of people like, man, he's always the grim weeper about, no, I'm not the grim weeper about anything. Trust me, I've been in this, and Joe knows this story. I've been in this a little, not as long as Joe, but I've been in this a long enough to see when to, you know, you gotta know when to fold. See, I know when to fold, see? I know when to do certain things. And that's why I said I should be a good financial chief somewhere or whatever. You know, I should be a financial consultant because I know when to do certain things. That's why I'm very successful is because, I know what poverty is. Trust me. For you to go somewhere, you have to come from somewhere. And that's what builds all of this character that I have. Is because I have been somewhere. I've been where other people have been. But I refuse. The one difference between me and a lot of stories that I hear from other people that say, well, it must be some kind of magic. No, it's not some magic. It's a very easy thing. It's called silent, hard work, and success. You keep everything silent. And I say, you know what? Until people understand, especially in this party, because the party has broken because they have playing everyone up off against each other. Take a good look at all of these people that's on Facebook 16 hours a day. You got people that post podcasts 5 times a day. Are you Wait a minute now. I've been in the government and military for 31 years plus. And the thing of it is that I don't know where some of these people get this much time from. They haven't hit the lotto. I can't see where they're that successful. So obviously, and I call this out on Democrat and Republican side and conservatives and liberals and say, okay, so where's your work ethic about what you're trying to do? Okay, you're trying to say that you're about this, but your format and who you are does not add up. So what you're trying to, it's the smoke and mirrors thing. And that's what we need. A lot of people don't like to hear this part of your show, probably, because they know I'm touching upon the fanboy and fangirl clubs that people have out there. And don't get mad at me because I see things and I point them out. Because I'm not a political pundit. I make an editorial, and I come on here, and you know, I speak my mind. And Joe Messina don't have a problem with it. Terry Messina don't have a problem with it. And there's a couple other people probably, though, that listen. But the rest of them can go to you-know-where. Because guess what? If you don't want to hear real talk, and you don't want to hear real, the real side about things, don't listen to this show. Because that's why the man calls it what he calls it.
Yeah,
because it's real, and it's not material that is stolen from someone else that you're trying to make a ching, 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 a buck when you are not even real about what you say. You know, it's interesting to me when I sit up and I watch these people. Oh, Lord, I like to call out some names right now. And they sit up and all day long, and they got these people that worship the ground, that they don't do nothing. Regurgitation of news. That's it.
Well, wow. Again, no, if you watch some of these guys online, and I don't want to beat on them all, but you watch some of these guys online.
Oh,
and,
no, it's
and
not
they
all
use,
of them.
No, wait a minute. They use hooks that Hannity uses. They use hook that, you know, that Tucker Carlson will use. And he goes, look,
right.
Do you not have your own stuff? I mean, are you really not that creative enough to come up with your own thing? I don't want to give the guy's name away, but you and I both know who he is. You know, my catchphrase is to be, real talk, real issues, real people, the real side. And he stole them all.
Right.
And I didn't stop using them. I had, because of him, I stopped using them because I stopped using them. I didn't need them anymore. I didn't want them anymore. But it's funny how people can't find their own stuff.
But they're insignificant people to begin with.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take up the time talking about insignificant people.
That's why I said I wouldn't use their, I'm not going to use their name.
Because they are irrelevant. And if you go back in 4 months, they'll still be doing the same thing that they're doing now. They'll just be doing it with a new background. That's about it.
So let's have some more fun in education, because I know you're all about education. This professor from Delaware State University, he took the university to school because they fired him. Now, he says it doesn't matter what they say. They fired him because he taught too much in a black method. Now, I don't know what a black method is. I've never seen a black method. But
he says,
like, oh, my God.
I've never heard that myself.
Yeah. Now we're making up stuff as we go, right? So he said his name is Professor Jahi Issa, and he said, you know, the judge says, you can't show me
anymore.
No, you make that comment.
What's his name?
I'm not.
What's Jahi Jackalerdy. Jackalerdy Jack. I can't say that word.
No,
what his name is, Jackalerdy Jack.
Professor Jahi Issa. And the judge just shook his head and said, you know, you didn't prove any kind of discrimination. You didn't prove a hostile work environment. You didn't prove anything, you know. And
all I got to say is one thing. Thank Barack. But let me tell you something. I tried to tell this person, and they wanted to argue with me. And I told them, I said, Barack Obama did nothing in 8 years. The only thing he did was show how a man president can look like a woman and his wife look like a man. That's all. That's about all he did. He didn't do anything else in 8 years. What did he do? Somebody tell me what he did for the working person. What he did for anyone. See, that's what it's all about. If you're a president, you should be making, like, and then President Trump comes along. And he's out here helping. And, you know, that's why I say I can't stand these people to get credit for doing nothing. This man is doing something, just like Corey Duncan is doing something. And has already has done something. And has things, even more things that's going to get done. Does he want the credit? Nope. Am I looking for a press conference? Nope. I came right on the real side and said what I had to say. That's it. But you got these other people that's trying to protect. You know what? Let me say this with 2 seconds, real quick. People will take and they get insecure about me and what I say. That's because they're insecure people. I'm not insecure. I don't have no reason to be insecure about anything because I know who I am and I know where I'm going. Make sure that you know where you're going and that you can make goals and achieve goals and be successful. That's what you need to be worried about, not what's coming out of Corey Duncan's mouth.
All right, listen, you and I are on the same page here. I agree with you. I don't care what's going on. We're running out of time here, but I got to tell you, there was a black fellow who knew that I was a school board member, and he came up and he asked me if we were still implementing some of the disciplinary actions in education that Obama put in place, which is basically you can't discipline a black or Hispanic the same way you discipline a non-black or Hispanic, right? So he said, do you realize how much hate and division that causes? I go, hey, I do, but if I say anything, they come down on me. He goes, no, I'll get a group of us, and I know what he's saying, I'll get a group of us to come down to your school board member, and we'll explain it to them. I go, no, that's okay, bro, just give me your card. Call me if I need you.
You need me to come out there and explain it. I can explain it real good.
Oh, God.
I can explain it real good. Right.
Yes, I'll have to hide under the desk afterward. When do we fight Corey Johnson?
You don't have
come on, we're up against it.
You don't have to hide.
Where's my hat?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I want to thank all soldiers. I want to thank active and non-active, especially Navy, everyone in our family, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and also within the government. Happy Memorial Day to everyone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. And to you, too. Thank you for your service. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little while. You know those non-animals known as MS-13? Yeah, I guess they were non-animalistically chopping up a young 14-year-old girl. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.